Proclamation number 4447 of 2nd of October, 1948. Call of God like a spoken word. You will hear my call like a spoken word, and then every doubt will fall, every weakness will be overcome, every indecision will leave you. Then you will gladly and joyfully serve me and be faithful laborers for me on earth. I myself will guide you along the paths you should take. Everything will come to you so that you only need to act as it urges you from within. And every counter thought will fade away because my word still resounds in you. Because you are full of bliss and willingness over this resounding word and are now completely absorbed in service for me and my kingdom. But then you will also know that the hour has come when your mission begins and that great demands will be placed on you because the adversity will set in, because then what I have predicted through word and scripture will come to pass. I will now make myself audible to all people. I will speak to them through the elements of nature because otherwise they will not want to listen to me, and the time of the end will require a great shaking of people's thinking. And then I place the hope in you that you will be firm supports for me on earth, that you will take your mission seriously and help me to save countless erring souls. You can do it, and I don't demand anything unfulfillable from you. For I myself am with you at all times and give you strength, so that you, so to speak, only need to carry out what I mentally instruct you to do, and you only ever need to make use of my strength. That I myself thus work through you, who completely submit yourselves to my will through conscious devotion to me. The adversity around you will drive you to eager activity. Everywhere you will find cared for, anxious people who are grateful to you for comforting encouragement, for enlightening words which give them hope, for help from above, which revive the weak faith or also make completely unbelievers think. Your convincing words will do them good. They will adhere to you so that you can be a strong support for them in the difficult time you all still have to live through. Yet I only place the burden on all of you which you are able to bear with my help. If you don't make use of my help, then it will weigh too heavily on you. If you don't commit yourselves to Satan, who will certainly also help you, but then your soul will be lost forever. Anyone who believes in me and trustingly appeals to me for help will not call upon me in vain. And he will survive the time until the end without harming his soul. Make this known to them, you my servants on earth, that everyone holds his fate in his own hands, that there is a possibility of help for every person if only he wants to take it, that I am ready for everyone and will help him carry the heaviest cross, yet he has to come to me himself and appeal to me for help. Then he will be visibly cared for and every adversity will be bearable for him. Amen.